about retirement?
Certainly, we all do. But there's that uncertainty of what to invest in and the fear of all the ups and downs of the stock market. Wouldn't it be nice if there was a simple and easy way to save for retirement and protect your 401ks and IRAs? Well, there is. It's the Precious Metals IRA. There's never been an easier or safer way to...
The American Freedom Network is not funded or supported by special interest groups or government programs. The American Freedom Network is not sponsored by advertisers demanding content or programming control. The American Freedom Network is solely funded by you, the listener. Please help keep the American Freedom Network on the air by purchasing one of our sponsors' fine products or by calling 1-800-205-6245 to make a donation. The American Freedom Network needs your help.
Some churches believe that Christians will be raptured before the coming of the Great Tribulation. Have you heard this teaching? Have you wondered if it was true? The Watchman's Cry is an interesting book by Obadiah Frank that uses the Bible and clearly explains that this teaching is not true. You can get The Watchman's Cry from the American Freedom Network by calling 1-800-205-6245. This amazing book is only $10 postpaid. Get it now by calling 1-800-205-6245, the American Freedom Network.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom. Good Sabbath. Radio is your best choice for advertising. Radio gets results. Call 1-800-205-6245 and find out just how inexpensive and effective radio can be. That's 1-800-205-6245. KHNC 1360, The Lion. That's 1-800-205-6245.
Media, the controlled media and television, are focusing our attention on the food shortages, not only throughout the world, but the fact that Costco and Walmart and some of the large chains are limiting the amount of rice that people can buy, and there's talk of shortages of certainly of rice, but then possibly of cooking oil and wheat here in America. As you know, the price of wheat has gone through the ceiling, and why are we having these problems? And why are they focusing our attention on it? Well, first of all, we have the problems because corn crop is concerned, a third of it goes to produce ethanol. It's totally inefficient. Takes equally as much energy to produce a gallon of ethanol as the ethanol will produce in a car. And ethanol is bad for your car and for your engine. And, of course, it would not be economically viable if it weren't being subsidized by the federal government by 50 cents a gallon. So why are we using corn to produce fuel when, of course, people are starving throughout the world or facing starvation? And then, of course, we have the weather changes in Australia. They have their droughts in the eastern part of the United States where they grow rice, where they have flooding. And yet we know the government has the ability to create storms and floods and droughts, and we have that on the word of no better person than Zbigniew Brzezinski in his book, Between Two Ages. And incidentally, you can get the book up on Amazon. We checked 2 days ago. It was $340 for the cheapest copy of Between Two Ages on Amazon.com. I wonder why that book is so expensive. Maybe it's because he talks there about how in the future we're going to be able to create storms and droughts and new diseases, to disable the enemy, chronic diseases, to make them ill. And we have so many new chronic diseases here. Well, there are lots of unanswered questions. If you'd like to get our information on weather control, we have a book, we have a DVD, we have a 4-tape set. They know how to control the weather. We don't know what they're doing because it's all classified. It has to be classified because we don't want Osama bin Laden in that cave over in Pakistan to know what we're doing. Well, with that as a background, our special guest this morning as usually on Friday, is Joel Skousen from World Affairs Brief, and he's going to bring us up to date on what's really going on in the world. Good morning, Joel.
Good morning, Dr. Stan. Before we get into this week's World Affairs Brief, I did want to make a comment on weather control. It is clear that the government has been working on this for many years, but it is equally as clear that they have not achieved it yet. There just is no credible evidence that they've been able. I mean, this is massive amount of energy that requires to control the weather to any predictable degree. And while I will agree that they're clearly have been working on it, and certainly much of the chemtrailing has been involved with trying to influence the weather, the success has been marginal, if at all, so far, just because of the massive amount of energy that are available. And there's a lot of theories that claim to explain how to do that, but I strenuously object to the books that claim it's a done deal. So I just wanted to put that out.
All right, fine. Well, we will agree to disagree on that. I just ask people to go up on the Internet and Google in weather companies for weather modification. And there are companies in the United States that will actually bring about rain in specific areas if you want it.
Oh, yeah, but that's different than the kind of massive weather modification that they're declaring. I mean, certainly there are cloud seeding and other things that can produce abnormal rain in specific, but the conditions have to be there. But to actually modify the, you know, large sectors of the whole weather system, it's just, megajoules of energy that are required to do that. And I have found no credible evidence that anybody can manipulate it on a wide scale, though small certain things, have been available. But anyway, I just wanted to put that into some, balance to that idea.
All right. Well, we will agree to disagree. You go right ahead.
All right. This week I'm talking about my commentary on the Texas raid on the FLDS compound there, the Yearning for Zion Ranch. I had waited a week to comment on the Texas case where they separated 437 children from their parents for no other reason than there was some potential abuse 10 or 12 years down the road. I mean, this is an incredibly dangerous doctrine, Dr. Stan, that they can start to prosecute and persecute a group as a whole based upon some ethereal belief and potential. I mean, I waited for a week to see if they'd come out with any specific charges of abuse, and they haven't. Even if they had, those could have been handled individually, prosecuted individually. But no, Texas instead plans to make every member of this unpopular group pay the supreme price, the stripping away of their children. In this case, it's about group punishment, which is a new form of law that is absolutely antithetical to every piece of law we've ever believed in the United States. And, Christians should not let the fact that these people have an unpopular view of polygamy, which I think is wrong. I know that you think is wrong. But nevertheless, it's interesting that so many of the Christians were cheering on the U.S. government when they went after the Mormon Church originally in the 1890s about polygamy. And there were Mormons at the time that warned Christians that were backing the U.S. government and that they'll use this law against you someday. And sure enough, when they prosecuted Bob Jones University based upon the doctrine that, dating standards against interracial dating, that's against society's morals. It's the same argument. And they quoted, in fact, the legal cases, the Supreme Court cases they used against the Mormon, original Mormon polygamy cases. So the only reason I say that is not to defend polygamy, but only to say that you must be careful to distinguish between unpopular religious doctrines that are not harmful to anyone's fundamental rights, and be careful about attacking or getting on the wrong side of the legal issue just because one disagrees with the target of the legal doctrine. One has to look specifically at the overall structure of law that you're creating by this. And there's a whole different structure of law, a color of law, that is being used to prosecute. And it's by mere association in the group, which may have and who, I mean, God only knows the Catholic Church has massive abuse, and yet you don't judge all Catholics.
We'll be back in just a moment with Joel Skousen.
Constitutional Moments are brought to you throughout the day through the generosity of CNC Prototype Machine, Boulder, Colorado.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies, is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
We have many treasures here in wonderful, colorful Colorado. One of the lesser known is on the corner of Mulberry and Remington, right here in Fort Collins. Can you guess it? That's right, the Corner Coins and Jewelry Incorporated. It's family owned by John and Carol Anderson. They specialize in gold and silver coins, rare coins, and gold and silver bullion. Call today at 970-482-7759 or visit the corner at Remington, Mulberry, and Fort Collins. Again, that number is 970-482-7759.
If you enjoy alternative stations on the radio, shouldn't your TV service provide the same choices? You can get more channels than you have now, plus many more Christian and family programs in crystal clear 100% digital picture and sound, and the price is significantly lower than cable. Just call American Satellite at 970-443-7375. Already enjoying satellite TV but want a lower price? We can help you too. Packages start at only $19.99 a month. Call 970-443-7375. DVRs and high definition also available.
Columbine Hearing Center understands your hearing, speaking, and listening problems. Call highly qualified, nationally certified audiologist Michelle Gross for your hearing test, hearing aid, and listening rehabilitation needs. With 25 years of experience, you will get accurate diagnosis and treatment, undivided attention, and service. Call 303-857-6688 for a personal hands-on evaluation. Columbine Hearing Center, 303-857-6688. Financing Medicaid and Medicare available.
Well, Dr. Stan back here at the American Freedom Network. Our guest is Joel Skousen. Joel, please pick up the story about what's happening down there as far as the government raids and then, of course, taking the children away from their mothers.
Well, of course, the problem was that the search warrant was tainted. This has been a person who's either put up to this or that is essentially crying wolf, claiming to be someone that she isn't. This is a felony to be, well, it's actually a misdemeanor. In this case, it should be a felony for what, you know, grief it has caused. We find out from the local sheriff, he admitted on television, that he had an informant on the inside of the YFZ Ranch for over 4 years. That was probably a disgruntled member of the group who decided to stay on to build up a case against his fellow church members. But if you can't build a case after 4 years of informing and have to rely on a phony phone call to justify this kind of invasion, what does that say about the state's case? Well, of course, there's an outrage that has swept the nation as this judge, incredible to look at her pictures with her dark sunglasses and her hardened eyes. And, I mean, this is a judge who shouldn't, I think they went judge shopping for this judge because she was already predisposed to be able to rule against these people. And then to take the case to the same judge that issued the warrant, you know, is asking the judge essentially to not embarrass herself and to do everything possible to justify having issued the warrant in the first place, which is obviously a disgraceful degree of a tainted warrant. Any research at all, they'd found out that the phone calls to which this came in Colorado already had a record of making false phone calls, and they should have dismissed this from the beginning. Of course, the key testimony the judge relied upon in the case was that of Child Protective Services, kind of a misnomer. It's kind of child abuse services, in my opinion. These people have, you know, this self-righteous feeling like we're out to protect all children, and yet they engage in some of the psychological practices of you know, that are very, very similar to other abuse cases where they work on children and you know, until they get them to agree that someone has abused them. Talking about, did so and so touch you here? And did they? In fact, children like these who have grown up in a very, very secure and homeschooled and without television, without any idea of what they're talking about. I mean, this is a recipe for disaster to have psychologists going in there and probing these children and trying to get them to answer, you know, with the preconceived notion they must have been abused, so we've got to find something here. And, of course, Angie Voss, the Child Protective Services representative, could only come up with five girls younger than 18 who are pregnant who have children. This could be 17. We don't know exactly what the age is here, but, you know, certainly there are hundreds of thousands of 16- to 18-year-old girls that have children in this nation, and they're not being prosecuted to the extent that these are. This is very one-sided. And they argued, you know, Child Protective Service argued under cross-examination that none of the 400-plus children should be allowed to return to the ranch because 10 or 12 years down the road, they may be subject to abuse. I mean, what an incredible legal doctrine, Dr. Stan. Which parent could not be accused that 10 or 12 years down the road, something might happen? You know, they might see a television program. They might have an uncle come into the house who has a history of such and such. I mean, who couldn't be prosecuted?
It's so ridiculous. It really is that there might be abuse in the future. This is not the basis for, you know, taking away people's liberty or taking their children away from them. And every American should understand this is a dangerous precedent. If they can do it to them, and we may not like what they do, but if they can do it to them, they can take our children away too.
Well, Stan, the legal standard of removing children from the home is imminent threat of abuse. Imminent. 10 to 12 years is not imminent. I mean, they have made an incredibly bad case on this, and it's going to the appeals court now. Boy, I'll tell you, I will be, you know, I'm very suspect of our court system anyway being controlled by those who, you know, are conspiring to take away liberty and only give lip service to the Constitution. But, boy, I'd be surprised if many judges could stand up there with a straight face and sustain this doctrine of changing imminent threat of abuse to 10 or 12 years potential threat of abuse someday with no prosecutions whatsoever. So far. Now, certainly they're going to get some prosecutions. I believe that there have been some underage sexual contact there. Even if it was consenting, that's not appropriate. And but the defense lawyers correctly argue that the state cannot make such sweeping generalizations and apply them to everyone in this compound. They must make a case-by-case assessment. And that's absolutely correct. In the meantime, everyone should be free to go home. Criminals get easier release terms and bail terms than these families. But I'll tell you one thing. What this is going to say to all the other polygamy groups, and there are many more besides, most of them are smaller than the FLDS group, but I'll tell you, we're looking at another Branch Davidian compound someday. They're not about to let the authorities walk in like they did at FLDS and see what they did to them. They're going to harden their stance, and I think we're going to see some violence if the authorities try to invade polygamous communities in the future.
Well, I hope you're wrong, but I wouldn't be at all surprised if you're absolutely right. That, and of course, can you blame the people, you know, if they try to defend themselves when, of course, I mean, the people at this compound open themselves up, let the people come in, and then, of course, they come back with an armored personnel carrier and a SWAT team atmosphere and haul those children away, frightening the children. Why would they want to harm the children? The children are the big losers in this, and nobody seems concerned about over 400 children whose lives are forever damaged because of government policy.
Well, even Senator Harry Reid is getting into the mess here, Senate Majority Leader and a Mormon, frankly, who's had polygamous ancestors. He's joined in the witch hunt and called for Department of Justice assistance in states trying to prosecute polygamous nationwide. And, you know, I really feel strongly that their inappropriately targeting these people because they're easy to target, because they live in compounds, they live in groups, because they have to be protected of themselves. But, you know, until you start to go out after the bigamists of the world who don't take responsibility for the people that they live with the same equal enthusiasm, until you go out after underage children who are having sex and you start mandating DNA from all the male contacts around them, you have no business doing the same, providing a legal double standard to these polygamous people who, by and large, are doing, and I know several people who come from polygamous groups. They're uniformly constitutional conservative-type people. They've attended some of my speeches and come up afterwards and told them, frankly, what their situation is, and sometimes ask questions about their legal status and other questions. Often these are people who don't want to continue on in polygamy, even though they still believe in their religious doctrines. They just, it isn't for them. And it's kind of difficult for them to step outside, not because there's a great deal of force there is in some of these political or these polygamous groups where authoritarianism is much more the modus operandi than other groups. There are a lot of splinter groups within the polygamous community, according to what I've been told. But most of them, in fact, homeschool because of the fact that they don't want people in the public schools. And you know how public schools now are very intrusive about reporting to authorities if there's anything suspicious that they see. So these are almost all uniformly homeschooled. They do a pretty good job at that in the sense that their children are well above average in terms of being well-behaved, well-spoken, well-groomed, clean, and you know, free from the normal public school peer pressure attitudes that we see among those that even Christian children who send their are sent to the public schools and pick up all of the worldly bad habits. So there's much that we need to be careful of in painting these people with a broad brush. I have had people describe to me why they broke off from the FLDS, and much of it was because too much of an authoritarian attitude and direction from on high, that is, the higher leadership. And I can certainly understand, even though I think there's a biblical basis for patriarchal authority, nevertheless it needs to be done with without unrighteous dominion and being careful to follow the will of the Lord. But these people, you know, have a right to live a distinct life style from as long as they are not violating the fundamental rights of other people, and that needs to be prosecuted when they do cross the line, which I think has happened on occasions. I think it needs to be prosecuted individually. We, for example, know that when you live in a closed society where you don't have many new converts coming into it, they tend to intermarry within themselves. So there's more intermarriage, close intermarriage among families in these groups, which is not appropriate because of the genetic problems involved. And I think there's also a competition. Since there isn't a limit of one wife to one man, there's a competition for potential new brides coming up within the society that they tend to try to get them to be committed to marriage at a very young age before they get taken by someone else. So I think it's that kind of unhealthy inducement that leads to some of the problems here where even good people can feel a competitive rush to compete for the hand of people who are too young to be making these decisions. These are all unhealthy aspects about, you know, living in a compound, but to a certain extent, our prosecution of these people has led them to live this iconoclastic lifestyle that is so separated from the rest of society. And to a certain extent, I think they like it that way. We homeschooled our children, for example, and we certainly liked the result of not having them exposed to you know, so much peer pressure and the influences that are rampant in public schools. So this isn't to say that, you know, they really want to get out into society, but I'm saying that so much of what has caused them difficulties is the threat of prosecution from things which probably should not be prosecuted. Now, certainly marrying underage girls, you know, or putting pressure against their will should be prosecuted, but all that, in my opinion, can be done individually.
I agree, and I think that it's setting a very, very bad precedent. And if there's crimes that have been committed, they're individual crimes, but what they're doing is saying group crime, you know, all will be punished, and it's exactly what they did in Hitler's Germany. They marginalized one group of people, and they, of course, eventually destroyed them. It's a terrible precedent established here in America.
Well, you know, this, of course, many of the people in the FLDS community, which stands for Fundamentalist Latter-day Saints, we need to clearly distinguish these are not Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints people. These are people who believe in much of the base doctrine of Mormonism, the restoration of the Christian church through Joseph Smith, but they do not believe, as the Mormon church is, that the Lord withdrew permission to live polygamy. And this was a problem in early Mormon history well on, because, as you can imagine, once you disband the practice, there's still polygamous families, and even the church made allowances for the fact that they could remain with the families. They weren't required to separate from their families. There were many who wanted to continue to, were raised within that philosophy, and those families wanted to continue to project that, and even though they did not have the church's blessings, they continued to do so. And that's happened. They eventually were excommunicated when they failed to follow the leadership of the church. But this is where you have the genesis of the splinter groups that came off originally from the LDS church. But it's important to realize that these are not Mormons in the traditional sense of the word, but an offshoot of them, and there are quite a few offshoots of the offshoots. But once again, it's very important not to paint them all with the same brush. They're all very individual. They do have some common roots, but certainly their practices are very, very different now from each other.
We'll be back in just a moment here with Joel Shout, American Freedom Network.
My name is Kristen Weeks Duncanson. I'm a farmer from Minnesota.
And I'm Justin Knopf. I farm in Kansas.
There's a new business opportunity for farmers you should know about.
Congress is debating a climate policy that could generate new markets.
Republican Senator John Warner and Independent Joe Lieberman have a plan that encourages companies to pay farmers for agricultural practices that store carbon in our soils, capture methane from livestock, and use precision agriculture.
This will generate billions in new revenue for America's farmers.
Whatever you think about climate policy, let's make sure Congress solves it in a way that's good for farmers and for rural America.
Go to agcarbonmarkets.com and learn about agricultural offset markets. Offsets are good for America and good for farmers.
Paid for by the Agricultural Carbon Market Working Group.
Stop living with pain. Discover MagnetiCare cell-activating liquid complex and RX magnets for a healthier life. Tom Martino and the Broncos know what works when you need to reduce swelling and inflammation, eliminate chronic pain, increase blood circulation, and aid in the healing process. Get your fast-acting MagnetiCare liquid complex, cream, or RX magnets now. Call Bob at 303-388-1227. That's 303-388-1227. www.magneticare.net.
I'm Ann Johnson. For over 11 years, I've owned a health food store. I'm an iridologist, herbalist, and perform extensive muscle testing to find out what products best meet my customers' health needs. That's why I'm so excited to tell you about Vital PSP. It consistently surpasses over 3,000 samples in my test kit. My customers are having amazing fast results. Vital PSP has profound effects at DNA levels. If you struggle with any health issues, I recommend you call me, 303-833-2784.
If catastrophe struck, would your family be prepared? Are you confident you wouldn't react in a panic? Is there one place to get all of your emergency supplies? Ferris Survival encourages you to have confidence through preparation, not panic through crisis. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing quality, realistic preparedness supplies at an affordable price. Go online, stop by, or call 303-781-0343. Ferris Survival.
How many of you battle the symptoms of failing health with toxic medications and inconvenient supplements? Do you feel like you've been fighting battles but losing the war? How about winning the war for a change? Introduce BioSuperfood in your diet and increase the metabolic activity of each cell in your body for greater repair, detoxification, and regeneration. Gain immediate energy, boost your immune system, and restore your health with extraordinary whole and organic nutrients in BioSuperfood. Win the war against disease. Call now, 877-288-9116.
Well, Dr. Stan back here at the American Food Network, and I guess this morning is Joel's challenge. Joel, before we go on, would you like to tell our listeners how they can get a copy of the World Affairs Brief?
Thank you, Dr. Stan. The World Affairs Brief comes out every Friday. It's my news analysis service, much as we're talking about today, where I try to add in what the establishment media is not telling you in the news. That is, of course, how the news is mostly manipulated, not by specific lies, even though they do that occasionally, too, but mostly by specific omissions of key truths that would change people's opinion if they knew them. And I know that that's exactly the philosophy that you work in, and much of the material that you put out is trying to inform people of what they are missing in the news. People can get a sample copy of the World Affairs Brief if they would like to think about subscribing. There's a modest subscription fee. They can email me at editor@worldaffairsbrief.com. That's editor@worldaffairsbrief.com, and simply request a sample issue. And if they email me today, they'll get this week's sample issue on focusing on the issues of the Texas raid, for example, and I have much more in there than what we discussed. The new topic, of course, that I'd like to move on to is, in contrast, Dr. Stan, to the millions of dollars they're spent in prosecuting these people who are good people, conservatives who have an unpopular, religious philosophy, pales in comparison to the fact that our leaders, more and more, as we find out, are chronic criminals, who, in essence, have been torturing people. And now we find out that even though no one who was responsible for the former torture menus, John Yoo, of course, he's teaching at a prestigious university, and Jay Bybee has moved on to other jobs. Dick Cheney is still in office. President Bush is still in office, who authorized this with a special executive order. And Michael Chertoff, Homeland Security czar, the one who's supposed to be protecting us, in fact, is one who originally was part of the justification team of justifying torture. I'd hate to be in the clutches of Homeland Security with a man at the top like Michael Chertoff, who looks like, frankly, the devil incarnate.
yes,
cringe
he does,
every time I see him on television that they could put such a scarecrow on television who has such an evil background. I mean, normally they try to put people like George Bush, who at least are, bumbling, soft-spoken George Bush that could be believable as conservative, but certainly Michael Chertoff scares the living daylights out of anyone who meets with him. In any case, in the summer of 2002, Chertoff, who was then head of the Justice Department's Criminal Division, was one of those offering assurances to the CIA that its interrogators would not face prosecution under anti-torture laws if they carefully followed the guidelines that were approved by the Justice Department. Of course, those guidelines were nothing more than an absolute fly-in-the-face opposition to the anti-terrorism laws, and simply saying it isn't terrorism doesn't make it not so. And 3 years ago, Chertoff was facing confirmation hearings. He carefully assured the government that he was not in favor of torture. But it's one thing to make those assurances and look at what he actually did in writing. Even the New York Times reported that Chertoff participated in the drafting of the second still-secret memo, and the reason it's still secret is this stuff is very bad and very obviously justifying torture. This was in August 2002. It took specific steps to and described specific interrogation methods that the CIA interrogators could use against detainees, and if you read that's why it's still secret. If you read it, it's very obvious that this is torture. It included waterboarding, which has been regarded as torture since the days of the Spanish Inquisition. I protest vigorously every time the establishment media and everyone before Congress talks about this as being simulated drowning. It is no such thing. It is full drowning. It's just done in a method that happens slow enough to allow the person to say stop just before he's drowning, and that's the key aspect towards getting people to quickly acquiesce to people. It's a very terrifying and frightening process to be drowning, with a wet rag over your head and water being flooded around it so that every time you breathe it goes down your throat, and it's just a terrible form of torture. And Chertoff had the gall, frankly, to say you're dealing with an area that there's potential criminality. Well, you ought to know. He said you'd better be careful. He was telling the CIA to make sure that whatever you decide to do, you know, this is interesting. You know, this kind of language, Dr. Stanley, you'd better be careful. You know, knowing full well that he was going to be protected, but you'd better be careful because this is, comes very close to being illegal. Well, it was absolutely illegal. And, of course, behind the scenes, he was giving them all these assurances all the while, knowing that being one of the top people, that he was guaranteed immunity. And that's what's happened to every one of these people. They proclaimed that Abu Ghraib, and all of these were caused by a few bad apples at the bottom who went beyond what they were authorized to do. And, in fact, we know from Philip Sands, international lawyer and author of The Torture Team, a new book, that, in fact, that this came from the top down, and these people ought to be prosecuted for war crimes and for crimes against humanity. We'll make no bones about it. We are led in this nation by people who have no compunction against torturing people, about lying to the American people, about the terrible things, and we haven't even seen what they're going to unleash on this nation yet until we see the upcoming nuclear war, which they are busy inducing as we speak through their multiple interventions around the world. And when that comes upon us, these people will once again play the same role they did at 9/11. We didn't know this was going to happen, they'll say. We didn't know the Russians were betraying us. We thought they were allies. There was a massive failure in intelligence, and this is absolutely baloney. As late as 1996, Dr. Stan, the New York Times, put on the front page about the secret underground bunker system with factories included. It's called Yamato Mountain in Russia. And they dutifully went to the CIA and said, what about this? And they said, oh, we're not concerned. It's just defensive. Well, how do you know it's defensive? They've never been inside. And that's why they're watching it like hawks, because it's defensive, sure. And yet they blow the whistle on Syria for building a little nuclear plant, which they and the Israelis went after and blew out of blew to smithereens. But then they have the audacity, you know, to point the finger at them when Russia and China are building massive nuclear weapons, and they account them as our allies in the war on terror. Something really smells in this, Dr. Stan. We are being set up for war, and our own people are covering for it, and we'll claim again, just as in 9/11, that it was a failure of intelligence. And the fact that they know of Yamato Mountain and it will be the major bunker system producing missiles during a nuclear war means that they are guilty of having known and covered up for these things before they act.
Well, I'm sure that they have their bunkers for the elite here in the United States. It's just that they have no intention of protecting the general population.
And it's relatively easy for people themselves to protect themselves against fallout. I mean, clearly you don't want to be living in Colorado Springs. And I know there's probably some listeners to this radio station from Colorado Springs, but I'll tell you, not only with Cheyenne Mountain, which supposedly is being downgraded, it actually isn't. They're moving a lot of the facilities to Peterson Air Force Base and others, and making this city a dead city someday when this first strike comes.
We'll be right back here in just a moment at the American Freedom Network.
Tapes of the preceding show are available by calling 1-800-205-6245, the American Freedom Network.
My name is Kristen Weeks Duncanson. I'm a farmer from Minnesota.
And I'm Justin Knopf. I farm in Kansas.
There's a new business opportunity for farmers you should know about.
Congress is debating a climate policy that could generate new markets.
Republican Senator John Warner, and Independent Joe Lieberman have a plan that encourages companies to pay farmers for agricultural practices that store carbon in our soils, capture methane from livestock, and use precision agriculture.
This will generate billions in new revenue for America's farmers.
Whatever you think about climate policy, let's make sure Congress solves it in a way that's good for farmers and for rural America.
Go to agcarbonmarkets.com and learn about agricultural offset markets. Offsets are good for America and good for farmers.
Paid for by the Agricultural Carbon Market Working Group.
We're talking today with Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb. Tom, what makes The Green Herb different?
First is our health analysis. I know of no other company that will take the time necessary to suggest an in-depth herbal program especially for you. And we do it at no charge or obligation. Also, we manufacture all of our products right in the Wheat Ridge facilities. This way we can assure you that you're getting the highest quality products available. Last is our guarantee. If you don't think our products are the finest, most potent herbal products available, just return the bottle and we'll exchange it or refund your purchase price. We can do the analysis at The Green Herb, over the phone, or online at www.thegreenherb.com. Call today and set an appointment for your free health profile at 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. Or come by our store on the north side of I-70 Frontage Road, 1 mile west of Kipling.
Well, Dr. Stan back here at the American Student Network, Joel was just talking about the imminence of a nuclear war. There's no question in my mind that we're planning on a nuclear war. We're doing everything we can to build up the economy and the military potential of communist China, and we're doing everything we can, and we have in the past, to build up the military and nuclear capacity of the Soviet Union. But you were just saying about Colorado Springs, because I know many of our listeners live in Colorado. Supposedly they were going to deactivate the Air Force facility there in Colorado Springs. What's actually happened?
Well, they're actually talking about deactivating Cheyenne Mountain. And our government actually has been building several other secret Cheyenne Mountain-type facilities in the far west. One of them is in the west desert of Utah. And so they have a lot of secret bunkers being built. And but what they've done, of course, is bring out many of the Air Force facilities that were in Cheyenne Mountain and put them out in Peterson Air Force Base and others right there in Colorado Springs. So they're unprotected, but it really makes Colorado Springs a direct nuclear target, because certainly those satellite control facilities at Peterson and other Air Force bases there in Colorado Springs are going to be targets, direct military targets, just as San Diego and Seattle are going to be targets. Omaha, Nebraska, with its major bunker system there for Strategic Command, and I think that Jacksonville, Florida, Norfolk, Virginia, and other major military installations that are integrally involved with the city are going to put those cities at risk someday. But certainly the United States is playing a shell game with the Russians. Even while trying to induce war, they are trying to, of course, make certain elements survivable, including themselves. Many new bunker systems being built in the Washington, D.C. area. They know that the Russians have Mount Weather and other bunkers targeted that probably won't survive. They turned those over to FEMA and some other continuity of government, facilities. But in any case, I'm concerned that this is going to be mostly a military strike, that our leaders are going to survive, but they're not in. And I don't think the Russians intend to hit all actual regular cities. If you're in a city that does not have any nuclear manufacturing facilities or satellite control facilities or military installations, I think that you'll be safe from that. The only thing one has to prepare against is fallout, because any place in the United States except the far west coast could be subject to fallout. And it's felt relatively easy to prepare against fallout. But, you know, while we fight this battle of trying to uncover the globalist attempt to put us at risk of a nuclear war, and I think the purpose, of course, is to justify, if our military is taken down, that to defend ourselves, we have to arm the UN. That's the one thing they wanted for many, many years, is get a militarized UN so that we will not have the ability to claim individual national sovereignty and have the military pack up within each country to defend ourselves against military intervention from international law and international legislative action. I think that's where we're headed. And this continual intervention within the Middle East is attempting to provide two things. One, the increasing image that the U.S. is the bully of the world, to be able to hand Russia and China the excuse to attack us. And out of those attacks, our leaders actually intend to win this war, believe it or not, through militarizing the United Nations and handing over to them a lot of the secret weapons that we, systems that we are developing in areas like Area 51. But the other purpose of intervention in the Middle East is to provide future trigger events that will, in fact, unleash this world war. And I think that's one of the reasons why the United States has been playing a very coy game with antagonizing Iran and yet giving nearly a free ride to North Korea. I mean, this week in North Korea, the New York Times revealed that despite weekly statements by President Bush that North Korea has to come clean about its nuclear program, the Bush administration made another concession to North Korea this week, agreeing to keep secret, Dr. Stan, the declared declaration of the country's nuclear programs, saving Pyongyang the public embarrassment of its proliferation activities. Well, secret from whom? This is being kept secret only from the American people. Obviously, the communists know what they have.
I know. And then, you know, the thing is that under one guise or another, we've always directly or indirectly financed North Korea, going all the way back to the Korean War. But we can never let the American people understand that any more than they can understand that, you know, we've given money to Argentina, and Argentina finances Fidel Castro. We've kept Fidel Castro in power, but the American people must never understand any of these things.
Well, you know, obviously, if you keep secret what they've got, then the U.S. can come and say, just take our word for it, that North Korea has fulfilled its obligation, and we can get them off the State Department blacklist of sponsors of terrorism. Even as, now this is what's interesting, this week, just as they're handing a pass to North Korea again, they start to attack North Korea over its helping to build a nuclear reactor in Syria, which they bombed. Now, you have to ask, well, what are they trying to do? Well, I think basically that they're bringing out and open this collaboration between North Korea and Syria over the nuclear reactor so they can get it past them. Otherwise, it's going to be very difficult for members of Congress to buy into giving North Korea a clean bill of health if they don't get this out in the open, and then, oh, we know about that. That's no surprise now. They're essentially taking away the objection that congressmen might have to allowing North Korea to get off the terrorism list by bringing us out and then have North Korea make some statement that we won't do this again, et cetera, et cetera.
And then we can justify giving them more money and loans.
And more aid, that's
right. And that's what it's all about. But we can't let the American people know. Well, Joe, we're just about out of time. Parting thought before we let you go.
Well, we have two more Marxist presidents in the world, one in Paraguay, which has been a pro-Western country, and one in Nepal. So we're losing the game as we speak.
And it's not happening by accident. And what most people don't know is that in Nepal, we backed the Maoists. You know, why would you back the Maoists against the monarchy? Well, deja vu all over again. Bye-bye. God bless.
Thank you.
Radio is your best choice for advertising. Radio gets results. Call 1-800-205-6245 and find out just how inexpensive and effective radio can be. That's 1-800-205-6245. KHNC 1360, The Lion.
Radio gets results.
1-800-205-6245. The American Freedom Network is not funded or supported by special interest groups or government programs. The American Freedom Network is not sponsored by advertisers demanding content or programming control. The American Freedom Network is solely funded by you, the listener. Please help keep the American Freedom Network on the air by purchasing one of our sponsors' fine products or by calling 1-800-205-6245 to make a donation. The American Freedom Network needs your help.
Bill of Rights, Article 1. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of a religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. Article 2. A well-regulated militia, being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms, shall not be infringed.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
Well, Dr. Stan back here at the American Freedom Network. And let me just mention, if you'd like to know about weather control, we carry a book called HARP, the ultimate weapon. HARP, the ultimate weapon. That's the high altitude of auroral research project up in Alaska, where they're able to beam a billion watts of electricity or power up into the ionosphere and actually move the jet stream with that. So then we have 2-4 tape sets on chemtrails, and of course we have the four tape set on HARP. We have a 4 tape set on weather modification. Fascinating information. We have a DVD put together by Bob Pletcher on weather modification and a book on weather modification. And of course they can certainly seed the clouds. They can create weather changes by dropping all the precipitation over the Rockies so that there will be droughts in the eastern part of the United States. I believe they know exactly what they're doing. And if you'd like those pages from Brzezinski's book, which now costs about $350, a little paperback book probably sold for $7 when it was new, and there are lots of them out there, but somebody seems to be buying them all up so that you can't get your hands on it. If you like those pages where Brzezinski talks about how they'll be able to create in the future storms and drought and new chronic diseases, we'll be glad to send it to you. Remember, our number is 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. How do you make any sense out of the fact that it would appear that our leaders are doing everything they can to prepare for nuclear war? Well, you only have to, of course, understand that the people on the other side study the scriptures. They are going to bring them to pass. The fourth horseman of the apocalypse, the rider of the pale horse, who will kill a quarter of the world's population with war and with pestilence, that's disease, of course, and with famine and the beasts of this world. Understand they're bringing these things about intentionally and purposely, because they do intend to destroy the majority of the population of the world. You need to understand that there is another dimension. You need to get my talk on the forbidden secret. And then, of course, if you're interested in Rhonda Byrne's work, popularized on Oprah Winfrey and Larry King, Rhonda Byrne, who wrote the book, The Secret, and put out the DVD, The Secret, sold millions of copies, 7 or 8 million copies of her book, 4 or 5 million copies of her DVD. Her DVD is very accurate. There is a secret that's been passed down for 5,000 years, going back to the Emerald Tablets of Hermes. And you'll see that all enacted on her DVD. The only trouble is, of course, she is going to lure you into trying to use the law of attraction to harness the genie that's out there that'll give you whatever you want. Well, what she's really talking about, of course, by demonic and Luciferian forces, and you're being recruited into that. Understand,